Welcome to the EMBO podcast, hosted by Charlotte Otter. On Monday, the 5th of December, EMBO announced the selection of seven scientists as the recipients of the 2011 EMBO installation grants. The grants will assist the researchers to relocate and set up labs in the Czech Republic, Poland, Estonia, and Turkey. The EMBO installation grants directly support young scientists in countries actively developing fundamental research capacity. The grants benefit not only the talented scientists who receive support, but also the countries where they establish their labs. With these seven newly elected grantees, the number of researchers funded by EMBO installation grants since the inception of the program in 2006 increases to 48. The recipients this year are Tolga Emre, Ebru Erbe, and Nurhan Özlü, all of whom will set up labs in Turkey, Bartosz Wilczynski and Dorota Volga, who will set up their labs in Poland, Kvido Srijovski, who is installing his lab in the Czech Republic, and Tambe Tizulu, who's heading to Estonia to set up his lab. One of the grantees, Nurhan Özlü, left Harvard Medical School in Boston to set up her new lab at Koch University Istanbul, where she is continuing her work into cell surface changes during the cell cycle. Nurhan has kindly agreed to be interviewed for the EMBO podcast and is on the line now from Istanbul. Thank you, Nurhan, and welcome.
Thank you, Charlotte, for having me.
It's a pleasure to chat to you. Could you tell us, Nurhan, a little bit about your research, please?
Sure. My main focus of my research is to understand how cell division is regulated. During the cell cycle, as cells progress into mitosis, the cytoplasm of mammalian cells undergo dramatic reorganization in its structure and also in its biochemical status. And by entry into mitosis, almost all aspects of cells' interiors are changed, mostly under the influence of the mitotic kinase CDK1. Similarly, on the onset of mitosis, the cell surface morphology also undergoes drastic cell shape change. As adherent cells enter mitosis, they transiently lose their adherence and convert from a flat shape into a round cell shape. And the major question that I want to address is how cell cycle-dependent morphological changes are regulated, and how the changes on the cell surface are coordinated with the cell's interior to derive cell division. And I propose that as we answer this question, we will have a better understanding of how the cell is sensing and responding to its extracellular environment during the cell division.
Thank you. Nurhan, what does being selected as an EMBO installation grantee mean for you, and what does it mean for your research?
Oh, I think it's a truly honor to be an EMBO installation grantee. As an independent investigator, it gives me a solid confidence about achieving my long-term scientific goals. For me, it means that I can connect to the European scientific community in a much more efficient way. This grant provides great opportunities for the networking and also developing new relationships and the collaborations. Actually, I will be able to connect not only the European scientists, but also scientists in here, in Turkey, and also in this region. And for my research, by the EMBO installation grant, I will have the necessary resources to support my research and bring cutting-edge technology to my laboratory. For example, I want to use high-tech modern quantitative technologies that I learned during my postdoctoral studies, and applying this sort of technology requires substantial financial backing. And I'm hoping by having this fund, I will have the necessary means to acquire this sort of high technology methodologies.
Super. And what does it mean for the members of your new lab?
Yeah, my members, by the EMBO grant, we will be able to establish a productive lab in a short period of time, I hope. And this support will provide us necessary means so that we can do not only the basic cell bioregen biochemical methods, but apply more quantitative proteomic approach than this microscopy approach that I mentioned. And I think this sort of training will be very valuable for my lab members. And by such training, they can greatly help in their career developments. And in addition, my students were very happy to hear that, you know, by the EMBO grant, it provides a direct support to the lab members so that they can attend to the PhD courses and the workshops that are run by the other EMBO members. And I think all these networking opportunities will create an international environment in the lab, and this is beneficial for all of us.
Great. And how do you feel about taking your research back to Turkey?
Yeah, moving back to Turkey is challenging. Like, establishing a new laboratory is a significant challenge, and it requires a lot of effort and also the time. But I also think it's a very rewarding challenge. Here in Koç University, there's a very stimulating scientific environment, and our department attracts very highly motivated, hard-working students. As an independent investigator, like, receiving this fund to establish a strong research program in Turkey and having all these motivated students, lab members in my lab is very rewarding. And besides, I very enjoy living in Istanbul. It's a very fun city. There's a very rich cultural life here. So I enjoy it.
Have you ever lived in Istanbul before?
No, I didn't actually. I was from Ankara, from the capital of Turkey, so I'm also learning the city better by this opportunity.
Great. Are there any differences between practicing science in Turkey and practicing in the US, and if so, what are they?
There are differences. In the US, I was working at Harvard Medical School, as you mentioned, and there almost everything is optimized for scientists to do the most effective research. There, the only thing I was optimizing was my own experimental parameters. All the facilities and the research and the services were available, and if I purchased something, the reagents was just arriving the next day. But in Turkey, it's a bit different. Although there's significant investment for infrastructure, it's still in its growing phase. And some type of experiments takes a lot more effort and time to do here than there. And I think the main difference is in logistics. Since almost all the laboratory supplies and the reagents are imported, it takes weeks and even sometimes months until they arrive to the labs, which may slow down the research significantly. So I think here we should always be plan in advance and be very organized in order to prevent these delays. But I must say, I left Turkey in 2001 and I come back after 10 years, and I see really tremendous differences in the quality of the research and in the infrastructure. And this is partly due to the increased funding opportunities from TÜBİTAK and other Turkish agencies, and also through the European funds like EMBO Installation Grant. And for a junior group leader, being in a scientifically growing environment has more advantages than disadvantages, I think.
Super. So you're a scientist who's traveled and lived in different parts of the world. How important do you think the concept of mobility is in pursuing scientific excellence?
I think it's very important. Promoting the technology and knowledge exchange among different scientific environments can only serve to strengthen the scientific excellence. Training in different institutions also greatly improves the scientific skills and the research quality. I personally think the support for the mobility action is one of the big advantages in pursuing career in science. As you mentioned, I experienced this. I did my PhD in Germany, in Europe, in Tony Hyman's lab. And then actually with an EMBO postdoctoral fellowship, I moved to Boston, to the United States, and work in Timmits and Steen labs. And having the opportunity of training other renowned scientists and experience different scientific environments really greatly improved my intellectual and scientific skills. And now I came back and I want to transfer the knowledge and expertise I gained in these laboratories to my lab members in Turkey.
I think that's key to EMBO as well, is the transfer of knowledge and skills back into the countries themselves. So Nohan, super, thank you very much for your time today. We wish you the best of luck in your move back to Turkey and in setting up your new lab. And we hope to hear great things from you and your lab in the future.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you for this opportunity, Charlotte.
That was the EMBO podcast featuring Nohan Özlü, one of the recipients of the 2011 EMBO Installation Grants. Take a look at the Installation Grantees press release now live on the EMBO website at www.embo.org. The deadline for the application for next year's installation grantees is 15th of April. Thank you.